Setting up tools for collaboration. In the course management area, click Users and Groups, then click Groups. Next, in the action bar, click on Create. We recommend that you create groups in one fell swoop. Go under Group Set and choose a Group Set Enrollment option. If you need clarification regarding these options, click the More Help link above the action bar. If you do not see the More Help link, click the question mark on the right under the blue CUNY banner. In the page that opens, fill in a name for the group set. We recommend that, for now, you just use the word due, followed by the date by which groups should be ready to share their final product, next the topic, and lastly the word group. Note that Blackboard will automatically name individual groups in this set by simply appending a sequence number to the name you chose for the whole set of groups. If groups are supposed to work on different topics, you'll get the opportunity to change these Blackboard-assigned individual group names to be more meaningful later on. You have chosen a name for the set of groups in which students will work collaboratively. Next, take a minute to briefly describe the group work and the grading policy. We suggest that you not only assess the final group product, but also each individual student's contribution. If you use a rubric to grade the group project, attach the rubric file by clicking the paperclip icon in the text editor toolbar. Next, uncheck the availability for all tools except for the email, journal, and the wiki tools. Students can use the email to communicate among group members. In the journal, which is private by default, students can record their contributions to the group project and, after the project is finished, submit their peer evaluation. The group wiki is where students collaborate and present the group product. Enable grading for the wiki. Continue on the Create Group Set page. Leave as is the module personalization settings and create Smart View for each group in the set, but do set up group membership. Voila! One note before you leave this Create Group Set page. By default, tools are only available to members of a group. Only the group wiki can be made available to all class members. We recommend that you do not make it available to the whole class until all groups' work is ready to be shared. Okay, now don't forget to click on Submit. Once you have submitted your settings for the whole set of groups, you'll land back on the groups page. In the first Name column, note that Blackboard has named individual groups in your newly created set using the name you chose for the whole set of groups, followed by a sequence number. If your groups are going to work on different topics, here is how, on this Blackboard Groups page, you can change the names of these individual groups. In the second Group Set column, in the row of the first individual group in a set, click on the Hidden Action button on the right, then choose Edit Group Set Membership and change group names in each group's name box. When done, click on Submit.